thinking, as well as some of the details, because it...
It's part of my rationale of why it functions.
Well, you know, I guess we're all collaborating on this project together, and I didn't know that you studied Poland.
And well, I've done that recently.
Yeah.
So maybe because of our work in Poland now.
Yes.
Conference.
Yeah.
That'd
be very interesting.
I was supposed to go to Poland this month in December, November. But I canceled because the weather was below zero.
Yeah.
And
then you're not going to have extra heat there for the next few months.
Unless we send it to them.
That's right. That's right. No, I'm really,
And after we began feeling confident, he decided to make the most of it.
What do you mean that he saw America as a new condition for Jews?
Where in Poland would he have had contact with popes, cardinals, bishops?
Yeah.
I mean, many of the Catholic clergy in Poland wouldn't talk to him.
Yeah.
Wouldn't talk to a Jew.
Right.
No contact with him. Where in anywhere in Europe would Heschel's books be read as meditative reading by Catholic nuns?
Yeah.
I mean, I used to come into convents, monasteries, and there are people there reading the Sabbath.
Yeah.
As meditative reading. And instead of reading a liturgical work or Augustine's Confessions, reading Heschel's Sabbath, or there's something special and different was going on here. And I think that's why he became increasingly responsive to the opportunities.
Yeah, because he was involved in Germany in Jewish education, you know, adult education, and even in the late 20s and early 30s with this group around David Kuygen, he was concerned with issues of history and the place of Jews in world history.
Was it the Hochschule?
It was during the years of the Hochschule, but Kuygen was not himself affiliated with any institution. And I'm just starting to research his circle.
I know very much about it.
Very, very interesting.
I say a little bit, Wolf knows something about that.
Yeah. We found
the Wolf had the benefit of seeing him every day.
Yeah.
So every day he could pick up, some new piece of information, which I just didn't have.
Heschel recovered the strength of who he was. I think he continued the work that he had begun in Germany. You know, really a view of culture as world culture, not just the Jewish.
Mm-hmm.
What's good for the Jews, but also as a representative of Judaism. And as a Jew,
Jewish role in world culture.
Jewish role in world culture, exactly. And coming to grips with the realities in which he was living every day. So, I think it's all relevant.
A statement in the Talmud about differing roles of great sages. And one is called Navi LaYehudim, prophet to the Jews.
Mm.
And the other is Navi LaGoyim, the prophet to the Gentiles.
Yes.
If there were specializations.
Right.
And Heschel wanted to be a Navi LaYehudim.
Yes.
To the Jews. It took a very long time before that happened.
That's right.
So he had first to become a Navi to the Gentiles. And as the Gentiles accepted him, he became increasingly accepted by Jews.
That's right.
Students of the Rabbinical Assembly were much quicker to receive him and honor him after he began reading his written works, especially.
Mm-hmm.
But it took quite some time for... Then the Jewish community began rallying around him.
Yes.
And they saw what a powerful personality he was, intellectually, spiritually.
But when you talk about the Rabbinical Assembly, what specifically are you referring to?
Well, I think rabbis, who would preach in congregations around the country.
I see.
When the Rabbinical Assembly had a convention, Heschel was almost on the program, of almost every rabbinical assembly convention.
I see.
After he came to the seminary.
From himself. Before 1953?
Probably a little after.
Because 1953 is that big speech in which he talked about inner experience and criticized
the rabbinical assembly?
Yeah.
Oedipus complex.
Oedipus complex, right. And upset a lot of people. So
that's you got to get from Wolf. I mean,
yes, and I can trace that, I suppose, in the...
That would be interesting to see the pattern.
In the programs.
How often he spoke on rabbinical assembly conventions.
That's
right. Because that was a sign of his being really accepted.
I see.
Followed.
Yeah, that's very important. Yeah.
I got to go.
Okay.
Okay.